This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish Abraham. BRICS Nations has reiterated their commitment to strengthening collaboration on environmental protection and sustainable development. A joint ministerial statement adopted on the conclusion of 12th BRICS Environment Ministers' meeting in New Delhi yesterday said, BRICS nations also reaffirmed their commitment to advancing the full and effective implementation of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, and its Paris Agreement. The countries emphasized that enhanced international cooperation, including availability of finance from developed countries, is essential to enable developing countries to effectively address environmental and climate challenges. India is sharing BRICS this year with the theme Building for Resilience, Innovation, Cooperation and Sustainability. The BRICS ministers also expressed their appreciation for India's leadership in advancing the circular economy as an enabler of sustainable development. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will be on a two-day visit to Chennai. He will be attending the South India Chief Ministers' Conference at a private resort at Kovalam near Chennai. The Home Minister is scheduled to arrive there today. He will address the Chief Ministers' Conference on Thursday. Chief Ministers of Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana and Puducherry will attend the conference. The Anti-Corruption Branch ACB of Delhi government has arrested former minister and ARP leader Satyendra Kumar Jain, IAS officer and former CEO of Delhi Jal Board Udit Prakash Rai and four other accused persons in connection with irregularities and criminal conspiracy in the tendering process relating to augmentation and upgradation of sewage treatment plants of the Delhi Jal Board. The case was registered against them on the complaint of Directorate of Vigilance. Indian Coast Guard's Daman Air Station conducted a swift operation to save the lives of 9 fishermen who were stuck in a sinking boat. According to an official press release, the station received a distress call and immediately launched a Chetak helicopter to the location. The rescue operation was conducted successfully, bringing all fishermen to safety. While 3 injured fishermen received first aid at ICGAS Daman, they were subsequently shifted to a government hospital for further medical treatment. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall conditions today in places over East and West Uttar Pradesh, East Madhya Pradesh and Uttarakhand. Parts of Northeast India, Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Coastal Karnataka, Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, Kerala and Mahi, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim are also likely to receive moderate to heavy rainfall today. The weather department also predicted thunderstorms and lightning today over north interior Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal. Hockey India congratulated Indian women's hockey team forward Lalrim Siami and Indian men's hockey team midfielder Rajkumar Pal on being renamed recipients of the prestigious Arjuna Award for the year 2025 as announced by the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports. The two hockey stars feature among 17 sportspersons named for the Arjuna Award 2025 across disciplines, with the President of India set to confer the honours at a ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan. In men's cricket, hosts Sri Lanka will resume their second innings at the overnight score of 84-4 on day 4 of the first test match of the series at the Gale International Stadium in Sri Lanka today. Sonal Dinusha and Dhananjay De Silva remained at the crease when stumps were drawn last evening. Earlier, India were bowled out for 193 in their second innings, setting Sri Lanka a target of 372 runs. India were dismissed for 462 in their first innings, while Sri Lanka made 284 runs. The second and final test of the series will be played in Colombo from the 23rd of this month. In hockey, the Indian men's team will face arch rivals Pakistan in a crucial Pool D encounter of the FIH Men's Hockey World Cup in Amstelveen, the Netherlands today, with both teams battling for a place in the next round. India, currently on 3 points from 2 matches, need at least a draw to secure qualification. Pakistan, on the other hand, have just 1 point after 2 games. The Indian women's team produced a dominant 6-1 victory against South Africa in their second group stage match at the Wagner Hockey Stadium in Amstelveen last evening. With this win, India climbed to the top of Pool D with 4 points from 2 matches. And that is the end of this news bulletin.